When I was asked about 45 minutes ago to pinch hit for this speech, I thought it was probably highly possible that we could find someone in the audience more eloquent than me. But I'm pretty confident that we can't find anyone in the audience who's a bigger fan of the recipient of this evening's award than me. So I'm actually extremely proud to be here to present this award. The recipient of the 2007 Paul M. Vitor Award is Professor Orrin S. Kerr of the George Washington University School of Law. Gene mentioned that there were two parts to the Vitor Award, academic excellence and commitment to teaching. So let me discuss briefly Professor Kerr's academic excellence. He earned a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering from Princeton University and a master's degree in mechanical engineering from Stanford Law School, or Stanford University. That would have been interesting. He then earned his actual law degree from Harvard Law School in 1997, where he served as executive editor of the Harvard Journal of Law and Public Policy and graduated magna cum laude. Following his graduation from law school, Professor Kerr clerked for Judge Leonard Garth of the Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit, after which he worked in the Justice Department's Honors Program for the Computer Crime and Intellectual Property Division until 2001. While working for the Justice Department, Professor Kerr was also adjunct faculty at Georgetown University Law School. After leaving the Justice Department, Professor Kerr accepted an associate professorship at George Washington University Law School, where he teaches now both criminal law and computer crime. He's published a number of law review articles, over 20, including in the Columbia Law Review and the Harvard Law Review. He's the author of the first major textbook on computer crime, and he has also taken a leave of absence for a year in 2003 to clerk for the United States Supreme Court for Justice Anthony Kennedy. But the second part of the Vitor Award is not just academic excellence, but excellence in mentoring and teaching, both inside and outside of the classroom. And that's where I think Professor Kerr really excels and where I'm personally proud to be here to award him this honor tonight. I first met Professor Kerr last year when he came to the University of Chicago to do a Federal Society meeting. He booked an event later in the afternoon at Northwestern Law School, so I offered to give him a ride for 15 minutes from University of Chicago to Northwestern. As a fellow engineer, I sensed Professor Kerr had the geeky attributes that I so love. And because I was interested in the Department of Justice, I immediately started discussing that with him. Between University of Chicago and Northwestern Law School, a 15-minute drive, Professor Kerr told me more about the Department of Justice than I had learned anywhere else. He told me how he had accidentally been hired, and that later his boss had referred to him as the best mistake that was ever made. That isn't a surprise to me at all. When Professor Kerr was visiting at the University of Chicago in the fall, and I saw that he was teaching criminal procedure, I knew I had to take his class. In my 1L year, crim law was my lowest grade of the year, and I had resolved then and there to never, ever take a crim law class again. And then when I saw Professor Kerr's name on the schedule, I knew I had to do it. Unfortunately, my grade didn't get any higher from crim law my 1L year. But I absolutely made the correct decision in taking a class that I wasn't interested in solely because Professor Kerr was teaching it. I'm not alone at the University of Chicago Law School in having been blown away by Professor Kerr's performance. The law school student newspaper ran down a list of the highlights of the fall quarter, and at the top of that list was Professor Kerr, who they referred to as bald but illuminating. I think Professor Kerr possesses both aspects of the Vitor Award. I think he is a deserving recipient. And I think just like I made the right decision to take Professor Kerr's criminal procedure class, I think the Federal Society has absolutely made the correct decision in choosing to award him the 2007 Paul M. Vitor Award. And therefore, I'd like to congratulate Professor Kerr and give him his award.
Oh, yeah.
That makes more sense.
Thank you, Willa. Anyone who wants their picture taken with me, all you need to do is drive me back to the University of Chicago. That, you know, 10 miles is worth a picture. No, I was really delighted when I found out that I had been selected for this award, because 10 years ago I was where you are. I was a third-year law student in 1997, and at that time John McGinnis, who's here, had won the award. And I remember thinking that I was interested in becoming a law professor and thinking it would be pretty cool if someday I won that award. Not actually thinking it would happen, sort of the fleeting thought that goes through your mind, but 10 years later, being in this position is pretty exciting. And it's particularly exciting given Professor Bator's work. Professor Bator is one of those people who would write articles that would obviously be cited by courts, cited by other law professors, but is now not the household name that he should be. Nonetheless, has had continuing influence. I know, looking through my own articles, I've cited his work several times. I've relied on it, and his views about the role of the courts, separation of powers, federalism, have influenced me and influenced a lot of people of my generation, in some ways, whether we know it or not. So it's a particular honor to receive this award, and I hope that 10 years from now, I'll be in the audience, having been on a panel, hopefully, if they invite me back, and one of you will be up here receiving the award then. So thank you very much.